Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
On July 21st, 1861, Union forces are defeated at Bull Run, Virginia. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Civil War had begun 3 months earlier with the firing on Fort Sumter in Charleston Harbor. Now, on this date, the first major battle of the war unfolded in Northern Virginia. And it went badly. The Union, a Union that had underestimated Confederate resilience. Many lawmakers and many others throughout the North did not fully appreciate the threat posed by the rebellious states. A great and cautious national official predicted to Walt Whitman that the conflict would be over in 60 days. The mayor of Brooklyn, in conversation with Whitman aboard a ferry, said he hoped the Southern fire eaters would commit some overt act of resistance, as they would then be at once so effectually squelched we would never hear of secession again, but he was afraid they would never have the pluck to really do anything. Then came Manassas, or, as the North referred to it, Bull Run. The Union Army met Confederate forces in combat about 30 miles from the national capital early on the morning of Sunday, July 21st, 1861. It was a great victory for the rebels, who lost about 1,900 men compared to 2,900 federal casualties. A Charleston diarist wrote, "The enemy were completely routed with tremendous slaughter." In humiliation, Union soldiers retreated to Washington, where weary and wounded men straggled in, accepted food and drink, and then slept, many of them outdoors. Edward Fontaine, an Episcopal clergyman of Mississippi, was at the battle. "After passing through such a tempest of all the missiles of death as beat upon us during the engagement," he wrote his wife, "I shall dread nothing of its kind hereafter." And he did not believe there would be much of a hereafter. Like many Confederates, Fontaine thought a quick victory was in sight. He wrote, "We will whip them again, and they will then make peace." It shouldn't take much more than a few months, he said, writing, "The Battle of Manassas gave the Lincoln government a vital and mortal stab. We fought and conquered the elite of Yankeedom. May our Heavenly Father overthrow our enemies and give us peace." The battle hastened the fall of the first Union commander, Winfield Scott, who was replaced by George McClellan, who took command at a bleak hour for the Union. At midnight in New York City on Monday, July 29, 1861, an exhausted Horace Greeley of the New York Tribune shared his post-Bull Run anxieties in a letter to the president. "On every brow sits sullen, scowling, black despair," Greeley wrote to Lincoln of the aftermath of the defeat. "This is my seventh sleepless night, yours too, doubtless. Can the rebels be beaten after all that has occurred? And in view of the actual state of feeling caused by our late awful disaster? If they can, and it is your business to ascertain and decide, write me that such is your judgment, so that I may know and do my duty. And if they cannot be beaten, if our recent disaster is fatal, do not fear to sacrifice yourself to your country. If the Union is irrevocably gone, an armistice for 30, 60, 90, 120 days, better still for a year, ought at once to be proposed with a view to a peaceful adjustment. Then Congress should call a national convention to meet at the earliest possible day. Greeley's was an emotional but not irrational letter. Lincoln apparently did not reply, instead steadying his gaze on what had to be done. And there was much to do. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.